The coming flood of AI, the rise of the Nephilim spirits. What is coming upon the world through the efforts of technologists, all industry, the kings of the earth, and fallen rebellious angels, and the roaming demonic spirits will make every other concern a minor one. Elon Musk at an MIT technology forum in 2014. Musk states that humans must merge with machines or become irrelevant in an AI age.
Effectively merging in a symbiotic way with digital intelligence revolves around eliminating the I/O constraint. So it'd be some sort of direct cortical interface.
And you called it a neural lace?
Neural lace. Yeah.
Neuroscientist and philosopher Sam Harris in 2017.
At a certain point, we will build machines that are smarter than we are. And once we have machines that are smarter than we are, they will begin to improve themselves. And then we risk what the mathematician I.J. Goode called an intelligence explosion, that the process could get away from us.
Scared of super intelligent AI? You should be, and not just in some theoretical way. We're going to build superhuman machines, but we haven't yet grappled with the problems associated with creating something that may treat us the way we treat ants.
Imagine we just built a super intelligent AI, right, that was no smarter than your average team of researchers at Stanford or at MIT. Well, electronic circuits function about a million times faster than biochemical ones. Okay, so this machine should think about a million times faster than the minds that built it. So you set it running for a week, and it will perform 20,000 years of human-level intellectual work, week after week after week. How could we even understand, much less constrain, a mind making this sort of progress?
That was an excerpt from an NPR piece titled, "What Happens When Humans Create a Super Intelligent AI?" The links to the entire piece can be found on the floodofai.com website. Ben Gertzel, CEO at SingularityNet and chief scientist at Hanson Robotics.
I think we can get from here to AGI. Well, I don't think we need fundamentally new algorithms. I do think we need to connect our AI algorithms in different ways than we're doing now. If I'm right that we already have the core algorithms we need, this is ultimately why I believe we probably are less than 10 years from creating human-level AI.
The great old ones, Jordy Rose of D-Wave and Kindred.
This thing that I'm talking about happens, it's going to be exactly the thing that you're thinking about those super intelligent AIs. So the one thing I can tell you is they're not going to be like us. So alien means, you know, different. These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart, they might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not gonna be like us. They're gonna be aliens. And they're gonna be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend.
Then Jordy goes on to explain Elon Musk's statement about AI and demons and explain that the word demons doesn't really apply while he gives a de facto description of demons.
H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he espoused a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil. They just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not gonna care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want.
The coming flood of AI will culminate into the majority of mankind deciding to permanently connect with artificial intelligences, mingling themselves with the demonic. It is the end of the world as we have known it.